In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. About to resurrect the names of two infamous hackers for you, Chris Valasek and Charlie Miller. They made names for themselves a couple of years ago when they remotely hacked into a Jeep Cherokee via laptop. Fast forward 2 years later, they're working for GM. Let's get a little bit more. Joining us on the line from Detroit is the Wall Street Journal's Mike Colias. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
So can you just remind us, it's been a couple of years now, about how these men successfully hacked a Jeep Cherokee?
Yeah, this was a really high-profile incident for the industry. I mean, you know, these guys are white hat hackers. You know, they weren't out for any malicious intent, just wanted to show where the blind spots were in the security. And so on a Jeep Cherokee, they were able to, this is from, you know, many miles away, using a laptop to hack into, the connection into the car. They were able to control simple things like, you know, they unlock the doors, change the climate settings, radio, things like that. But they also disabled the transmission, you know, affected the actual engine. So this is a big deal, and it kind of really raised the scrutiny on the automakers and what they were going to do about, the bad guy's ability to crack into the car's controls.
And now that the dust has settled a bit from that incident, it's been a couple of years, like we said, do car makers have a better handle on the potential threats? Because this kind of wireless tech does have a lot of people feeling vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, the Jeep hack was really, obviously got a lot of media attention. It raised some eyebrows from regulators, consumers, and so, I mean, what you saw, and in the immediate aftermath, I remember asking the head of GM's product development, like a day or two later, I asked him if their systems would hold up to a hack like that, and I expected him to say, sure, our cars are perfectly safe, and it was the opposite. He said,
wow.
I'd never throw the gauntlet down for the bad guys because this is a whole new realm for us. So I think what you've seen in the interim is, these companies have really built cybersecurity teams. I mean, GM's got 80 plus people now working on this. They've hired czars oftentimes from outside the industry. And so they're really taking it seriously.
So in hiring these men, another thing they're taking seriously is this race to autonomous cars. The company is really reinforcing its priorities here. It's got its eye on the prize, which is obviously wireless tech. Tesla specifically has been utilizing this. Can you talk about the advances in that field pertaining to cars and how it's been working out?
Yeah, I mean, this, the car companies are trying to get a handle on this beyond just self-driving cars. So the autonomous cars, obviously, once you get to that point, you're going to need really secure systems to safeguard against hackers. But even now, we're seeing car companies experiment more and more with what they call in the industry over-the-air updates. So this is the ability to update software on the car that actually controls the hardware on the car, the system. So you can control you can modify electronic control module that might change the way the brakes work or the suspension or different hardware on the car that before now you had to go into a mechanic to do. And so Tesla is really the only one that's doing this on a wide scale, but they're all working toward it. GM just last week came out and said that they're working on rewiring all of their cars to be able to do this in the next few years. And so once you get to that point, this is all before you get to a bunch of autonomous cars on the ground, you've got to be able to, fend off any hackers that would want to tap into that pipe.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Mike Colias about where GM and Detroit stand against Silicon Valley in the race for self-driving car tech. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So obviously, it's a real race to the self-driving car finish line here. Where does Detroit stand in the face of Silicon Valley? Is it a war? Are they becoming more of a viable opponent in this game?
Yeah, I think the most You know, and we often try to sort of frame it that way, that this is Silicon Valley versus Detroit. I think it's more nuanced than that. It's really kind of a frenemy type setup that's starting to emerge here. And I think GM hiring these two guys from, you know, Uber and Didi and you know, that really came out of, and not necessarily Silicon Valley. These guys aren't Silicon Valley guys necessarily, but, you know, it's a good example of how the car companies really, they've still got a lot going, you know. You can't just slap a software system on a car and make it drive itself, right? It's got to be integrated into the hardware of the car. And so, you know, this idea that Silicon Valley is just going to totally usurp Detroit, I think is, you know, too simple. It's a lot more nuanced than that. But Detroit does need to go outside of its comfort zone for talent. I think this is, you know, this is a case exactly that.
We'll leave it right there. Mike Elias, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.